USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. Tropical Storm Ian is in the Caribbean and forecast to slam into Florida this week. Governor Ron DeSantis saying it's still uncertain where the storm will make landfall, warning residents throughout the state to get ready. DeSantis declaring a state of emergency, warning of power outages, fuel disruptions, and possible evacuations near the eye of the storm, and heavy rain and high winds elsewhere.
We're continuing to monitor Tropical Storm Ian. That will become a hurricane very soon, certainly within the next 24 hours, and it will likely be a major hurricane.
Back-to-back weather disasters. As the U.S. prepares for another monster tropical storm, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer asks this Sunday if more can be done to speed up recovery efforts in Puerto Rico in the wake of Hurricane Fiona.
I've gotten the administration to have FEMA reimburse at 100%. It's usually 75% reimbursement. We've gotten them to 100%.
There was a murder-suicide in Motown.
A radio news anchor in Detroit was killed in an attempted murder-suicide Friday. Jim Matthews found dead at his home in suburban Chesterfield Township. Three other victims, including his girlfriend and two children, were involved. The girlfriend escaped the home with her 5-year-old daughter, flagging down a driver to call 911. She appeared to have been suffering from stab wounds. A 10-year-old boy was found bound in a closet. The suspect, a 54-year-old man, was located in the basement, suffering from a self-inflicted wound and an overdose. Matthews was the overnight anchor for WWJ Radio for nearly 7 years. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Speaking on Face the Nation Sunday morning, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said he's bracing for Russian strikes on Ukraine's electrical infrastructure as the Kremlin seeks to ramp up the pressure on Ukraine and its Western backers as the weather gets colder. They will shoot missiles and they will target our electric grid. That is a challenge, but we are not afraid of that, he said. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, 6-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the Buy One, Get One Extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
The DEA says it's deliberate effort by drug traffickers to drive addiction among young adults and children. Capitol Hill lawmakers also sounding the alarm about fentanyl pills and powder, now sold in a variety of bright colors, shapes, and sizes. It's called rainbow fentanyl. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer pledging Sunday to add $290 million to the federal budget to fund overdose response teams nationwide.
You can ask police officers, you can ask doctors, you can ask health professionals, all of them who have this vantage point that this is one of the biggest health threats today.
When Texas's new abortion law made no exceptions in cases of rape, Republican Governor Greg Abbott defended it with an assurance Texas would get to work eliminating rapes. 1 year later, Lindsay LeBlanc is busy as ever helping rape victims in a college town outside Houston. The numbers have stayed consistently high, said LeBlanc, executive director of Sexual Assault Research Center in Bryan near Texas A&M University. We are struggling to keep up with the demand, she said. And prosecutors in the penalty trial of Florida school shooter Nicholas Cruz will begin their rebuttal case Tuesday, challenging his attorney's contention that he murdered 17 people because his birth mother abused alcohol during pregnancy, condition they say went untreated. Prosecutor Mike Satt's team is expected to call experts who will testify Cruz's antisocial personality disorder. In lay terms, he's a psychopath. This is USA Radio News.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.